Bonjour and hello. Welcome to Northern Voices, celebrating ties to Minnesota's Northland, where I talk with folks from around Northern Minnesota about tradition, sustainability, and Indigenous and ancestral ways of life. I'm Leah Lem, your host and fellow Northlands explorer. In pre-pandemic times, I had so many meaningful interactions while traveling around Northern Minnesota. Now I'm sandwiching these conversations right from home while teaching my kid various subjects, many of which are faded memories in my mind, and I'm struggling to keep him off screens all day. I mean, I work from my phone, laptop, desktop for hours upon hours, so I'm not a great example for him to follow. But I'm finding that these conversations for Northern Voices, even though we're miles and miles apart, are such a bright spot in my day. They're not as interactive, but they're also no less meaningful. Today on Northern Voices, I have the joy of talking with author Tashia Hart. Tashia has many talents, and today we'll explore her love of storytelling. Tashia has recently released her latest book, Into the World, Gidje and the Wolves.
Tashia Hart here, author of Gidje and the Wolves, Volume 1 of The Intermediaries. This is the first book in a new series starring Gidje, an Anishinaabe girl who lives near the shore of Lake Superior. Volume 1 of The Intermediaries, story written and illustrations penciled by Tashia Hart, illustrations inked and colored by Jonathan Thunder. Prologue. When humans first began to walk the earth, the other bipeds of the era pondered at the lack of animal features these new beings displayed. Sharing both animal and human characteristics, the older bipeds became known as the intermediaries and took up the role of watching over humans and animals alike. Over time, a communication gap grew between the humans and the other beings. Hostilities developed, and the intermediaries, many who were more powerful in physical form than the humans, soon became regretful of the brief warfare that had occurred between them. As a result, they decided to hide their dual nature from the humans, until a time comes when all the beings are able to understand one another. From then on, the customs and cultures of the intermediaries developed to bridge the gap between animals and humans, and they continue to work hard to position themselves to be of service to both accordingly. This story is about a human girl, adopted into a family of intermediaries. Immersed in this hidden world, she seeks to understand where she fits in, and what her role will be.
You just heard the prologue into Tashia's latest work, Gidje and the Wolves. It's part one of a series called The Intermediaries, a series that started in 2017 with an ask to the universe.
My name is Tashia Hart, Dean Disekwe Indigenikaz. I'm from Red Lake, Minnesota, and I'm an author, illustrator, and a food activist, cook, culinary ethnobotanist, and that's about it for now. In the winter of 2017, I put an ask out into the universe. You know, I put my sema down. I was like, what is this that I'm supposed to be writing? Because I knew that there was something that was supposed to come next, like in my storytelling adventure.
And within a week of putting tobacco down, Tashia started having dreams about animals. And this led her to this story she would later write about.
Well, the first dream that I had was about wolves. And that dream, you know, where Gidje and the Wolves came from. And that dream, I was like deep underground. I was like in this black space. There were these like wolf spirits there. They were like wolf men and wolf people. And they were like really fierce, but they were really compassionate.
The wolves in Tashia's dream felt sorry for her.
I kept looking up and I was like, I really want to go back. You know, I want to go back up where it's light. I want to go back up to the surface. And so they did this ceremony that I won't go into detail about, but basically they sacrificed so that I could. And then this like, basically it was like a ladder just came down and there was like all this light up above. And I just like climbed out and there was like wolf pups and they were like calling to me from there.
And there are actually multiple dreams that Tashia highlights that were inspiration for Gidje and the Wolves. Storytelling is an art form that's been woven throughout Tashia's life.
I grew up for the most part in Red Lake, Minnesota. You know, getting as I got older, you know, and just attending like community events where elders would, you know, share wintertime stories, I definitely have been greatly influenced by elders telling stories. And I think that the stories are always infused with humor. And especially like the elders that like look like they really put their physical beings into helping to tell the stories, I think that has definitely influenced me.
We find Gidji in her favorite knee-length bright red dress with a nettle twine apron tied at her waist. A flat, square stone, black on one side and white on the other, hangs about her neck. And the humming. She is humming a very old hum, the kind that makes slime molds ooze and sway this way and that, the kind that can make water ripple, if ever just so slightly. Her black, waist-long hair is pinned at the top of her head, and she is covered nearly head to toe in light blue mineral dust. This ought to do the trick. This time, it'll work for sure, she thinks to herself as she kneads gingerly. She holds up the little piece of dough, looking proudly at it for a moment.
How I got hooked on writing was it was in third grade, I believe, because I was 8, and we had this assignment to like write a short story with, you know, it was like write 2 or 3 paragraphs, a story. And I went home and I was like, Mom, I don't know how to write a short story, you know? And so my mom helped me. At that time, I lived in Clearbrook, Minnesota, which I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's a really small town, like a lot of my other favorite places in Minnesota. And we lived in a farmhouse. Actually, I think it was just like a couple weeks before I got this assignment. It was that same year. And on our farm, there were cows. Our landlord had cows. And this one night, it was raining really, really hard. And the cows, we happened to look out the window and see that the cows were all lined up in a row, looking, facing towards the house. And in just like an instant, they just all scattered and like went running as fast as they could to like the far end of the field. And they had been looking towards the back of our house. And the next morning when we went out and we were inspecting around, we found like it was about 5 or so 3-toed footprints. They were like 8 inches long. And so that kind of just stuck with me. And so my mom for that assignment, she's like, well, why don't we write a story about Bigfoot? So, you know, like 8 pages later, you know, I turn this grandiose sort of like short story for a third grader. And I was, after that, I was just hooked because I was like, I didn't know that I could write stories about, you know, like things that happen for real and then sort of mix in fiction. I fell in love with that idea and sort of that art form because that's sort of what I do now.
Combining reality and imagination is all a part of Tishia's craft that brings her stories to life. And a lot of her imagery and characters have a very Minnesotan feel.
The world that Gidji navigates, it's like a fantastical woven into like the real like environment in northern or like in Minnesota. And so the environment is definitely, you know, the environment that, you know, I grew up with. And like I have her go into these places. And that's definitely one of the kind of like real elements to the story is that it takes place in Minnesota. And I think people might recognize some of the environments and like some of the animals. So like, you know, there's possums in Minnesota and she meets one of the chapters, it's called The Snapjaw and the Chickadee. And so there's like a big snapping turtle.
That sounds like Minnesota to me. Chimigwech to Tishia Hart for chatting with me about storytelling and Gidji and the wolves. I'm Leah Lem. Thank you for joining me for Northern Voices. Northern Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Musical Flourishes brought to you by Sam Miltich. Thank you to team member Aaron Warhol for the extra listening and guidance. Gigawabamin and see you soon.